Good evening, all, and welcome back to another rousing edition of Atheist News Network. This week, we actually have another article that Charlie sent across, and it's actually on a subject that we've discussed prior to this. As it turns out, there was a historic vote in the Vermont House that pretty much set gay marriage as legalized in Vermont.
What I like about this is the first state of the nation that has the guts to put this through the legislature. So these are elected officials that have put this through and voted on it. And not only did they put it through the legislature, but the Republican governor vetoed it, and they overrode the veto. There are three other states, I believe, where gay rights are recognized, and they allow same-sex marriage, Connecticut, Massachusetts, and Iowa. But all three of those, it happened through the courts. The court said, you know, it's unconstitutional. You guys have to recognize this. You know, everyone has the same rights. Only in Vermont did these people vote it into effect. And they had to overcome the Republican governor's veto, and they overrode it.
This is great because right now you have civil rights in and of at the best that it can be, and it's moving forward. And this is actually going to give other states out there the courage do it themselves and to move forward with it. It's about time we had some more forward thinking like this.
I'm hoping that it causes a domino effect throughout at least the Northeast. I think the battle's going to be a lot harder fought in the South, and certainly in our home state of Utah. It's going to take a while.
What I'd like to see is the Mormon president, the prophet there, come forward and actually tell the future as he's supposed to be able to, and point out whether or not gay marriage is going to continue or if it's going to fail. And if it continues, I'd like to see him put forth something in the Book of Mormon or the Doctrine and Covenants stating that gays can have the priesthood.
Well, they're not very good at prophesying. David O. McKay was asked by a young journalist when the blacks would get the priesthood. And he was half right in his response. He said, "Not in my lifetime, young man, nor yours." I think 11 years later, they got the priesthood.
Well, maybe God was just letting him die off first. Well, this article is very interesting because they got Craig Benson, who's a complete opponent to it, and he's basically complaining that him and his fellow opponents were outspent in their lobbying efforts. And this is an exact quote, and it sounds completely jaded and hilarious. It says, "Given everything that was marshaled against us and all the advantages that the other side had, it's not necessarily a resounding victory that the other side squeaked by like this." That sounds a little jaded to me.
It was a squeaker. They needed 100 votes to override the veto. And they got 100 votes. So it couldn't have passed by a more narrow margin, but it passed. And the reason, Craig, that they're so well-funded is because it's the right thing to do. People recognize this, and people are willing to put their money where their mouth is, and especially in Vermont, which I believe was the first state to allow civil unions way back in 2000 or 2002. So I think they're kind of riding on the crest, and thank God for them. These guys are fantastic.
I agree. Keep going, guys. But there is a problem where this is concerned. I think Chris Butters has a point here, because overseas, Sweden became the fifth European country to allow gay marriages, that behind the Netherlands, Norway, Belgium, and Spain.
Yeah, that was a squeaker too, right? 261 to 22.
Exactly. Completely squeaked by. So the problem is, exactly as Chris Butters said, gays are everywhere in the world, and therefore God is going to come down and the entire world's going to explode.
Yeah, right. What I love is that they're the governor, Jim Douglas, I think. Is that his name?
I believe so. Yes, Douglas. That was it.
He's a Republican, and it says in the article he had called the issue of gay marriage a distraction during a time when economic and budget issues were more important. And, quote, "What really disappoints me is that we have spent some time on an issue during which another 1,000 Vermonters have lost their jobs," the governor said Tuesday. "We need to turn our attention to balancing a budget without raising taxes, growing the economy, putting more people to work. First of all, civil rights issues and economic issues are not even in the same category. We're talking about basic civil rights, all right? That should come, in my mind, before anything else. Second, it's really disingenuous to say that what we need to do is the economy. We'll put these civil rights issues on the back burner. Let's quit distracting ourselves. And then he vetoes it, which forces the process to continue on. It's very disingenuous. If you really cared about it, he would have said, okay, the legislature's spoken. People of Vermont elected these people. They've spoken. I'm going to go ahead and sign this bill into law, and then let's go ahead and move on to the issues of the economy. Right? Totally disingenuous. But he knows he lives in Vermont, and he knows that if he comes out and says, I'm totally against this, he will be voted out. And I hope, given his veto, he will be voted out at the very next opportunity.
Oh, kind of, I can expect him to. I mean, it's absolutely hilarious to me because that is just another jaded statement. He's just upset because it passed, and so he's just, you know, passing the blame on something else, you know, trying to rile people up about it just because he didn't win. It's like a child throwing a tantrum. It's actually quite comical.
Yeah, and he's trying to, just like a normal politician, he's trying to bend over backwards and trying to, you know, look like he's tolerant and et cetera, et cetera. If he was really tolerant, he would have went ahead and signed the law. He would have signed it in law. They would never have had to override the veto.
Yeah, and they never would have had to waste time and taxpayer money on this. I mean,
he guaranteed that more time would be wasted and more time would be spent on this issue that he didn't want any time wasted at all on, and less time then would be whatever.
Well, the biggest thing is the worst thing that just completely goes against him is he vetoed it, and then he actually called the override not unexpected. So he vetoed it, completely expecting them to pass it into law and to just overpass his veto.
Right,
so, I mean, he in and of himself just admitted right there that he knew he was wasting time.
Right. So in that one statement, you know, you can't – when you tell the truth, you never have to backpedal or twist yourself around or reinterpret all your prior comments. Clearly, he's not telling the truth, right? This stuff slips by, you know. Oh, it wasn't unexpected. I knew we were going to waste more time on this. Therefore, I vetoed it. Ridiculous.
Yeah, and therefore, I'm upset that we spent more time on it. Makes perfect sense.
Right. All right. So I think we've beat that one to death. I like I said, I hope this becomes just this domino effect. Remember in the late 60s, the argument against Vietnam, you know, if you don't go into Vietnam and prevent this from becoming a communist nation, there's going to be a domino effect across the entire region, and they'll all become communists. Well, that didn't pan out. I hope in this case it does. I hope in this case it emboldens everyone in the Northeast, at least, and they all fall down and they all allow same-sex marriage and gay rights the same as anyone else.
Well, I think it will. I think it'll take some time because, yet again, people's religious beliefs are kind of hampering this obvious civil rights issue. But I think sooner or later it's going to cross the nation. It's just going to take its sweet time. I mean, we're talking at least another 10 years, 20 at best, just to get through this.
I agree. I think just like in science where the new proponents of the new theory have to wait until the old people die out.
That's a very good point.
I think that's what happens here. All the old people who are dead set against it will eventually die out, and the young people take over, and then it's not going to be an issue. I mean, you pull colleges, and this is ridiculous.
Yeah.
All right, so let's move on. You had sent me an email about an event that I thought was really interesting to me because as a physician, I see this stuff all the time. So you want to set this up a little bit?
All right, yeah, that's perfectly fine. Now, just to put this out to the audience who's listening to this, because I can guarantee you some of you out there after listening to this podcast are going to sit there and call me a callous bastard and things like that. But I'd like to put out there right here and now that my grandfather and my grandmother are the two people who had the largest influence on my life. It was actually because of them that I started traveling around the world, and although we differ on religious beliefs, They have been a great influence. Now, with that said, my grandfather died about 2 years ago, and my grandmother, probably about a year ago, began to lose her mind. And it actually progressed very rapidly, and about a week and a half ago, she was actually put on hospice care because she was no longer eating, she was wasting away, and her mind was pretty much completely gone. Now, on Wednesday or Thursday, I can't remember which day, I actually received a call from my girlfriend's mother telling me that my grandmother had just been told by the doctors that she wasn't going to live throughout the weekend. And this was kind of passed around the family. So, I mean, it wasn't exactly unexpected. But the interesting part happened actually yesterday when I was over at my parents' house having Easter dinner, where my parents were kind of explaining to me the story of my grandmother given not the weekend to die or something like that. And as it turns out, on Friday, so 2 days after they were told that she was going to make it through the weekend, on Friday, all of my uncles, some of my cousins, all kind of gathered around there to kind of say their final goodbyes because they didn't know when she was going to go. And as it turned out, they decided to give her a blessing. Now, the interesting part about this blessing is it wasn't a blessing to heal her. It was a blessing so that she would pass on. Now, in the email I sent to Charlie, I believe my exact words were, this blessing was about as useful as masturbating into the wind, because it was already given that she was going to die. And so I was just pointing out...
It's an interesting analogy, because even though, I guess I would have thought spitting in the wind would have been a better analogy, but masturbating in the wind, don't you still get the benefit of masturbating even though you're in the wind?
Well, that's my exact point. They are getting the benefit of comfort, believing that they actually did something worthwhile, whereas their efforts are just like masturbating on their boots. It doesn't make any sense. So, as
is
you
it the
see,
wind, or is it the masturbation that was your...
You know what? Stop tearing down my analogy. I think in this instance, I'm just going to break down and start crying, and that way you'll feel real bad. You'll see where it is.
Oh, I'll feel real bad. All right.
Yeah, I'm sure I won't hear the end of that.
Well, the funny thing is, you know, on the other side of this stuff, I see it all the time. They'll come in, they'll bless them. And Primary Children's in Utah, you'll often hear when you're walking around, you know, any LDS elder come to room such and such, and then they have the virgin, you know, extra virgin olive oil, and they put it on their head, and they do a little blessing. And you know, it seems harmless to me, but it seems like the doctors give all the antibiotics, and they do the surgery, they do the treatment, and then the guys come in here, they give a blessing, and the credit all goes to God, right?
Yeah, exactly.
I think if you
exactly
want to do that stuff, put your money where your mouth is. Take your grandma home, out of the nursing home, out of the hospital, and bless her there. And see if, now, she got an interesting blessing, though. Your grandmother wasn't blessed to be healed, right? She was blessed so that she could die. And
yeah,
what
exactly.
I would have loved to have seen is for her to live forever.
Well, see, I would actually change my mind about religion if they would have walked in there, blessed her to be healed, and I was sitting down playing cards with her right now. That would completely change my mind about religion. However, the fact of the matter is the doctors said she wouldn't live out the weekend, and on Sunday night she died.
Yeah, let me tell you a story about my grandmother. She had colon cancer. Bishop came in, gave her a blessing. Guaranteed that she would resume her health and this disease would go away. I'm not sure if he was told that it was colon cancer or not, because it seems like kind of a bold prediction.
Yeah, that is pretty bold.
And then my grandfather stopped worrying about it. Well, 2 months later, she died. That was a huge crisis of faith for my grandfather. You know, why would this guy say that she would be healed without any lasting effects from this disease, and then she still dies, right?
Yeah.
Absolutely 100% useless. And it seems like, had they not given that blessing, my grandfather, instead of not worrying about it, could have spent more time with her and, you know, not regretted kind of leaving her to her own devices for the past couple months, you know, the last couple months of her life.
Well, I mean, it would have given him an opportunity to actually accept the situation and move forward. The problem is, I mean, religion in some ways can give comfort. In other ways, you just kind of shake your head and go, really? You're just blocking out reality.
I think that was a fascinating, I've never heard of anyone blessing them so that they could die. Like, you're giving them permission that they could die. Well, of course they're going to die. Everyone dies. What a strange thing to bless them for.
Yeah, it was actually rather fascinating to listen to, because that was the same thought going through my head, is she's already going to die, so why would you even need to give her a blessing? The only answer I can come up with is that was their way of feeling like they had some sort of control in the situation. I mean, if you look, my grandmother's been wasting away for months and months, and they have been sitting by, unable to do anything. And then finally, here at the end, she's obviously going to go, so all I can assume is they were giving her permission to die and letting her know that it was going to be all right.
I gotcha. Well, they should have done that months ago. If I'm sitting there out of my mind in a nursing home, not only would I want someone to bless me to die, I would want them to put a pillow over my face and make it happen.
Yeah. I already told my girlfriend over here that if I discover that I'm going to die, if I'm given so many months to live, that I'm going to make national news, because I'm going to strap a rocket to the top of my car and I'm going to see how fast I can go before I explode.
Right on. That's a good place to end, I think.
Yeah, I agree.
All right, we'll see you next week.